It's a bare-bone structure with its canvas sides ripped off and flapping in the wind. Scrap metal, pieces of wood, and other trash is neatly separated and stacked to the side. It's not a disaster scene, but the scene of retrograde inaction. In a near-empty dirt lot on Camp Leatherneck, Afghanistan, Marine Corporal Joshua Davis goes up on a cherry picker to loosen the cables of the frame structure.
We, as a D-mail crew, are probably one of the busiest platoons out here right now. We work literally every day, sun up to sundown, just trying to keep ahead of the project.
As the war in Afghanistan winds down, many buildings and structures aren't needed anymore, and somebody's got to tear them down. That somebody is Davis and the crew of the Retrograde and Redeployment and Supportive Reset and Reconstruction Operational Group, or R4OG.
We go out and take care of these jobs so that somebody else doesn't have to. You know, the CBs and the combat engineers, they get to go out and, you know, do the jobs that they've actually trained for to keep our troops safe.
So, how many buildings has he done so far?
A rough guesstimate would be 25 to 30 buildings. I believe that I was told we've demilitarized 8% of the base so far.
And it's a job he'll have plenty of till the end of his deployment. Reporting from Helmand, Afghanistan, I'm Marine Corporal Ivan Vasquez.